How are you, Andy?
Doing good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, thanks for making the sun come out. I appreciate you have the power to do that.
We actually might have stacked two dry days in a row. That's unheard of lately.
What's been going on with the weather, not only in the mid-Michigan area, but the severe weather throughout the country and throughout the world? What's happening?
Well, you know, I think it all relates to the fact that there's so much colder air around this spring as it was over the winter months. And normal severe weather season starts down south in February and works its way northward. We usually see our peak in late May and June. But this year, with so much colder air for that warm air to clash with, we're seeing bigger storm systems, bigger low-pressure systems, which create stronger thunderstorms. And all the ingredients are there to produce these widespread tornado outbreaks. And for us, it's been just a lot of rain.
What's the cause of this cold weather being down there and clashing? Is global warming still an issue? Is it just a cycle we're going through?
Yeah, you know, we do have springs like this, and I don't think it was a surprise to any meteorologist that this would be an active severe weather season. You could probably correlate it if you wanted to, although many people don't like to affiliate certain weather patterns or certain things, but we've been in what's called a La Nina pattern, which is cooler surface temperatures in the Pacific Ocean, and that adjusts some of the weather patterns above it. So you'll either get high pressures in certain locations across the globe, and they don't tend to move, and that causes the colder air to pool. I think what we've seen the last couple of winters is the northern Atlantic has had this big high pressure blocking everything. And that's forced the cold air to sit over North America, and we saw it last winter, saw it this winter, it just wouldn't budge. And so we've pooled all that cold air, and now the warm spring air comes northward. The bigger difference you have in temperatures, the 80s versus the 30s and 40s, creates larger storms, more moisture, and eventually more severe weather.
So when are we going to see this weather get out of here, and when are we going to get back to our normal weather?
Well, I think it's going to be a slow process. Looking at some of our very long-range models, which will carry us into the middle of May, shows there's not as many frequent low-pressure systems coming, but there still will be some, and we're still going to ride in that cooler-than-normal air. In other words, we're supposed to be in the mid-60s this time of year, and we're struggling in the 50s a lot. Next couple of weeks, we're supposed to be around 70, and I think we'll struggle into the low 60s. So look for, other than an occasional day where we have that nice weather, it seems like we're averaging one a week, unfortunately. I think we'll still see some cloudier days, some rainier days, and some cooler days as we go into mid-May. I wish I could pinpoint right now where if we break out of this, we will. Unfortunately, 7 out of 10 years, when you have a cold and wet April, you have a cooler summer. That's usually how it all pans out. So we'll have to wait and see. I think a normal summer is ahead.
All right, and hopefully we won't have any more severe weather for those folks who are down south. Just off the top of your head, Andy, what's the weather look like, especially for those people in Tuscaloosa?
They had some yesterday. They should have sunshine today. They're going to get a nice break. The weather pattern, these storm systems are going to be more widely spread instead of every other day worrying about tornadoes. They may have some worries late in the weekend with more rain and thunderstorms, but that it's such a widespread area of damage stretching from East Texas all the way up into Virginia. So not everybody's going to have perfect weather as they deal with all the problems they're having down there.
Andy Provenzano is the lead weatherman and chief meteorologist for WILX-TV. Thanks so much, Andy.
Certainly, Tony, anytime.